French woke up to another apparently senseless murder on Tuesday. This time, the scene was a church in the small city of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray, where at least one person was killed. Witnesses told French TV that two men burst into the church and held five people, including a priest and two nuns, hostage. They then slit the throat of the church's 86-year-old priest, Jacques Hamel, all the while videoing themselves speaking in Arabic as they terrorized the morning mass. Police shot the two men dead as they exited the church, and an identified parishioner is fighting for his life in the hospital. French authorities have not named either attacker. One of them reportedly tried to travel to Syria in 2015 but had been detained by Turkish border guards and returned to France. The other was shot in the face, and authorities say they've had trouble identifying him. French President François Hollande called for the religious unity and pledged to meet religious leaders, including Christians, Muslims and Jews, to resist efforts to divide French society.
What these terrorists want to do is to divide us. And today, after the death of this priest, I am thinking of all the Catholics of France and expressing my support. It's not only Catholics who are involved, all the French people are involved. And that's why we must ensure cohesion. Nobody should be able to break it.
Minutes after President Hollande spoke, the self-styled Islamic State released a statement claiming it was its soldiers that had carried out the attack. This is just the latest in more than a week of bloodshed claimed by ISIS. Earlier this week, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a southern German town, injuring a dozen people. And it was less than 2 weeks since 84 people were killed after a truck rammed a holiday crowd in the city of Nice. The ISIS-inspired attacks in Europe follow waves of even deadlier attacks in Turkey, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Meanwhile, US and its allies continue an aerial campaign over ISIS-held territory in Syria and Iraq. US military commanders boast of strategic gains against the group, but there are also reports of civilian casualties. Last week, near the Syrian city of Manbij, opposition groups said that more than 100 civilians were killed by US-led airstrikes. So the cycle of killing continues with daily bombardment in Syria and Iraq, and ISIS calling on its followers to commit revenge attacks across the world. Khalid Sidmohand, FSRN, Paris.